A bar in Washington, D.C. has found a way to combine two holiday season staples, cocktails and cookies. NPR's Netta Ulubi visited the birthplace of the cookie dough cocktail.
Even in a season spiked with boozy specialties like eggnog and hot buttered rum, a cookie dough cocktail might sound a little gross.
Well, it is delicious.
Mixologist Paul Taylor likes to call himself head elf at this tinsel-bedecked bar known as Miracle on 7th Street. It's a pop-up, open only between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So head elf is not a year-round job.
Seasonal position.
This head elf was determined to mix up a cocktail that tastes like cookie dough, but still good enough to be a real Christmas classic. So he and his staff riffed on another one.
And we thought White Russian. And how did we get to the cookie flavor? What does a cookie taste like? Butter, brown sugar.
So they made a simple syrup with brown sugar and vodka washed with butter. That's right, butter washed vodka.
So we melt the butter down, put the butter into the vodka. It does sound gross. Stir it up, let it sit out for about 4 hours, and then we put it in the freezer.
This technique is called fat washing.
The butter hardens on top, we let it infuse overnight, and then we pull all the butter out and we strain it very, very finely. So you have vodka that essentially tastes like butter. So we're gonna do an ounce of our vodka, and then we're gonna do an ounce of half and half. And then we added a little coffee liqueur, a little hazelnut liqueur, and some salt.
Because, says bartender Paul Taylor, the best cookies always include a little salt.
At least for me. And then we'll add some ice.
So to recap, butter-washed vodka, coffee liqueur, hazelnut liqueur, also chocolate liqueur, which Taylor suggested later, brown sugar simple syrup, half and half, and salt. This is the most popular cocktail at Miracle on 7th Street, the Christmas-themed bar, and it comes with an extra special garnish, a tiny ball of raw cookie dough stuck on the rim. Taylor served at least 400 every night here for weeks.
I'll probably be Christmas cocktailed out on New Year's, to be completely honest.
On New Year's, Paul Taylor says he'll switch to champagne. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.